Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you, and it is Christmas Day. Christmas Day. So tonight's episode is going to be a twofold one. It's going to be for your Christmas night and also New Year's night. So we thank you very much for 2024 and every other year that you've been with us. Thank you to Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, our servicemen and women around the world. Can't thank you enough for doing what you do every single day. So we, Nolan, myself, the rest of the dirtbags here, all around the world, can do what we do, and that's baseball in some way, shape, or form, as a player, a parent, a coach, a trainer, or just simply a fan. So thank you to each and every one of you out there that's a part of Dirtbag Baseball Nation and the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show. It's great. We live for it. We breathe it. We die it every day. So as always, if you want to get in touch with us, you know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Reach out to us, Nolan and myself. You got training questions you want to inquire about. You're a parent wanting to navigate the baseball journey from the college level, the high school level, whatever it is. We're happy to help you in any way, shape, or form. We do it every day, all week long, all year round. And that's a big part of our business. Yes, I go to Germany this year or whatever, and that to be coaching and that. Yes, Nolan has baseball, his own baseball outside of this, but we're always there and always available to you 7/24, it seems like, because that's, again, we live it, breathe it, die it. This is what we do. We get up, get after it, get dirty every single day like we ask you to do as well. So on today's or on this final episode of the 2024 year, first segment, sure, we're going to talk about some of the last week's trades, signings, get you caught up on that, give your opinions on that. Breaking into segment two, we're going to go ahead and we're going to give our recap of the 2024 season and some of the highs, the lows, and everything in between. And then obviously for the curtain call one part of the segment, we're going to go ahead and give some predictions on 2025, where we're at, and leading into the brand new year. So as always, settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second after the break.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21. I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited-time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Where do you want to kick it off, Nolly?
Yeah, I want to talk about some of the questionable moves that the Boston Red Sox did this week. Obviously, signing Patrick Sandoval, the two-year 18.5. I like that signing. And then you follow that up by overpaying the you-know-what out of Walker Buehler. 1 year, $21.05 million, what the qualifying offer was this year. Is Walker Buehler worth that much? Heck no. Not even remotely close. I am astonished that Boston had to go that high to sign Walker Buehler. But I don't know. They got their man, I guess. Like, I'm not in love with that signing, especially with Lucas Giolito coming back. And they already had Richard Fitz, who came up at the end of last year, who's been apparently in the Nolan Arenado trade rumors. I just don't know about that Walker Buehler signing. Because following that up, like Patrick Sandoval, I mean, he is what he is. He's going to be a nice number four there. He'll be a nice little lefty out of the... I don't know if they're going to use him as a swingman based on the signing or if they're going to use him as a starter. I really don't know too much. But either way, no, I like that one. But yeah, the Buehler one just had me all sorts of perplexed. And I think it has probably a lot of Boston fans out there perplexed as well.
Yeah, no question. I think it was a stretch this early in the offseason for sure, especially if you're going to go to $21.5 million for the year, 1 year and stuff like that. Obviously, I think he's a great bounce back candidate, Walker Buehler, because he's got the fire in the belly, so to speak. But we'll talk about that maybe more in the predictions for 2025 segments. So carry on, my man.
Then you get Andrew McCutchen on the 1 year, $5 million deal. I really like that one. That was obviously, for a lack of better words, just bringing back your captain.
Yeah, nice mutual relationship.
Yeah, and that's all that McCutchen is at this point in time. He's a good locker room guy. Obviously, loves being in Pittsburgh. Loves what they're doing. Obviously, I mean, it's a good young up and coming team. They'll be a part of our predictions for the 2025 season on how they're going to do this year. Obviously, they got a bunch of young kids. Some of their pitchers are still available for trade, which honestly surprises the heck out of me to see that in the rumors. But no, like McCutchen going back there on the 1 year five, that's a perfectly fine deal. Pittsburgh fans, you got to be ecstatic about that one just before Christmas.
Yeah, and you know it's just a matter of time until he's in the front office, right? We talked about that early on in 2024 when he re-signed with them. So it's just a continuation, an extension that doesn't hurt either place. It keeps them in the clubhouse, you know, keeps everybody happy and moving forward and gives him a little bit more, hopefully, player relationship opportunities moving.
Well, that's it. He'll be the Buster Posey of obviously Pittsburgh once he's done.
Good call.
I don't know if he'd be in the ownership circle necessarily, but he'd definitely be assistant GM to Charrington or something to that extent when he is done, because obviously the guy knows baseball, and loves Pittsburgh Pirates baseball. But moving on, Jock Peterson, two-year, $37 million deal with the Texas Rangers. Don't know how to feel about that one. Obviously, adding some lefty thump. They also traded Nathaniel Lowe this week. They get a left-handed reliever, Robert Garcia, who had a nice little year with the Washington Nationals. But Nathaniel Lowe going up to the Nationals, that one was a nice move. The Jock Peterson, I don't know if he has any sort of first base capabilities. They're signing him, I guess, to be a DH outfielder.
Are you moving Jake Berger over?
Well, I guess Jake Berger is going to be the first baseman. Boy, but
I was really surprised to see that this week. That one,
yeah.
To lose Nate Lowe, he's really developed. He's not going to give you the 25-plus necessarily on homers that Jake Berger does, but
boy, yeah, Nathaniel Lowe.
Gold Glover.
Nathaniel Lowe's been there for, 7 years now, 8 years?
Yeah, between Tampa and then over to Texas and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm mixed emotions on that one, but also Jock Peterson, like $37 million for me. He's over 2 years, man. I don't know. That one stretched it out a little bit and a little bit early for me too. But obviously Chris Young, he's been there. He's been to the World Series, so I'm not gonna.
No, I mean, they were a World Series team 2 years ago. They've obviously made a flurry of moves this offseason. Yeah, that's just one that, yeah, I didn't necessarily love. Like you said, Jake Berger coming in at first base over Nathaniel Lowe, I'm not huge on it, but I guess it is what it is.
If I'm just looking quickly, as we've talked about the last 2 weeks, just to wrap that one up, that American League West still looks not quite as deep with the Astros. Yes, you're going to talk about him probably in a second, but Christian Walker signed him, but still haven't got Bregman, lost Tucker last week. So maybe that's all Texas is going to need.
Yeah, carrying on, obviously, the flurry of moves. Kirk just kind of touched on it. Christian Walker, Walker obviously gets the 3-year, $60 million deal with Houston. And then, yeah, obviously, you get a couple of Cleveland Guardians moves. You get them trading Josh Naylor, which was a big shocker to me. Projection for his salary this year was 1 year, $12 million. So they get back Slade. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his last name right. Cassoni. And a 2025 competitive balance round B draft pick.
Typical Guardians, right? They've done it forever and ever. As some of the other teams out there that we'll talk about with some of the lows of 2024 and looking like possible lows for 2025 should be taking notice, because they've done it for 30 years now. And they just keep building pitchers and good things on that Slade Sconi. I remember looking at him over the summer and that, and there's a good potential there. And the way they develop pitchers in Cleveland, that's a pretty good trade. I mean, it's tough letting Josh Naylor go. He was heavily committed into the community. Obviously, his brother Bo's there. Like, lots of good stuff happening. I mean, I guess if you're Jose Ramirez, you're probably looking across and going, you know, I get it. I know it. But I gave you guys a hometown. Let's be honest. I gave you a massive hometown
discount. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's like Hosey, obviously, everybody knows that was a huge discount. I don't know if it was purely because they were re-signing Carlos Santana to the same Bucks. Like, he signs on a 1 year 12. The projection for Josh Naylor was a 1 year 12. Obviously, Jose Ramirez has familiarity with Carlos Santana. Haven't came up, and Santana was still there with Cleveland. But yeah, I mean, that one, I don't know. Like, Josh Naylor, I just feel like he was probably as close to the first baseman of the future for the Cleveland Guardians as it can get for a team. I think he would have re-upped on a hometown deal, probably. Arizona, I think they're getting a great first baseman in that deal. Obviously, you lose Christian Walker. I'm not sitting here saying that Josh Naylor is a Christian Walker replacement, because Christian Walker, the defense that he brings to that, or to any team, now obviously he's going to bring it to Houston. That's a huge boost. Obviously, he's got power and everything like that. This past year, bit banged up, but it is what it is. Yeah, Santana, I mean, obviously another feel-good story. If you're If you're a Guardians fan, that's a guy that's coming back to his original team. Obviously, he had success with Cleveland once upon a time. A little long in the tooth, but just coming off a Gold Glove at first base with Seattle. So
I love the Diamondbacks jumping right in. Not wasting time. Lose Walker one day. Jump right in and pull the trade basically, you know, within days. Fill in the hole. Getting it done. There's a young guy, Josh Naylor, with fire, and I think he fits in with that team really well. The Diamondbacks I'm talking about and stuff like that. He knows what that division is like. He knows what it is. They've got lots of young guys on that. I really like what the Diamondbacks did there. I kudos to them on their end of it. Not wasting time. Filling it in, got it done.
Sorry, my fault. I said Seattle last year. I meant Minnesota for who he won the Gold Glove with last year. But anyways, jumping back over, so sticking with the first base market, obviously you get Paul Goldschmidt, the one-year $12.5 million deal to the New York Yankees. Now, I actually really like this deal. Obviously, Goldie a little bit long in the tooth, but you know what? His second half numbers were fantastic, like relative to his first half numbers. Obviously, second half he bounced back to just below career norms, but I mean, still put up great numbers in the second half for the Cardinals. I don't know. Like, he's going to bring good defense. He's a veteran leader. He'll command the clubhouse pretty well, and he fits in nicely with that team. He doesn't have to be the star, and obviously it opens up the possibility for the Nolan Arenado trade.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I got no problem at all with that signing at all. I think it's going to be a fit. I think he's very much like Judge. Quiet leader, goes about his business. Another veteran in the clubhouse for Aaron Boone. And a guy looking for that World Series at the end of a career. And you know, absolutely, you touched on it, possibility of the Arenado. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with the next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. A couple more moves to talk about just before we go to the highs and lows of 2024 for Nolan and myself.
Yeah, so obviously one of the big gets of the past week, Sean Manaea, 3 years, 75, back to the Mets. So his deal contains $23.25 million in deferred money. Deferrals will be paid out annually in equal amounts over 10 years beginning in 2035. Yeah, I guess that's kind of about it. Anyways, Sean Manaea really tried to do the Chris Sale thing last year. Really worked out for him. Re-ups on this big contract. Obviously, the Mets have good familiarity with him, having played for the Mets last year, tendered the qualifying offer, and then ends up re-upping with the Mets. So, Mets don't get anything for the qualifying offer, obviously, if he would have signed with another team. But, I mean, you look at the success that that guy had, and especially the success that he had in the playoffs, and it really was put into, like, obviously, he had success all year. But I'm just saying, though, the success that he had down the back stretch and into the playoffs really is what propelled him to get this type of money. Because I didn't have him as a 3 year $75 million guy. I had him probably 3 years $60, maybe $65 million. Do I believe it's a bit of an overpay? Sure. But at the same time, you know what Sean Manaea is going to bring if you're the New York Mets? Because he just had him last year, and it was a lot of success down the stretch. So, I mean, he's going to slot in probably as the number three there, I'd say, coming into the year. But either way, no, you're more than content, especially if he can continue and his arm is healthy next year with that drop-down slot that he did. That's going to be a fantastic signing.
Yeah, as soon as he moved that arm slot, it just took off for him and stuff. And a good move by David Stearns, the Mets, because exactly right. They had him sitting there. Obviously, the Athletics talked to him a little bit. I don't know if there was any other teams in on him. I'm sure there was a lot of interest, whether they got to the point of talking with him or not. Who knows? But again, I mean, that's 3 years, 75, 23 and a half deferred over 10 years. Man, that's a good deal for you. That's a good deal, Sean Manaea. So, and it should be a good deal for the New York Mets, too. It helps solidify that rotation, and now they can concentrate on whether they're going to go ahead and step up for Alonso or not. But good signing.
And then just the last bit of news that we're going to talk about from the past week. Jesus Luzardo finally traded. That's a name that's been in the rumors for, what, probably a year and a half, it seems like. Definitely talked about a lot last winter. Then obviously underwent the surgery, already had the surgery and everything like that. So, I mean, missed a lot of time this past year. But you know what? End of the day, it's a good trade. I like it. Jesus Luzardo is going to slot in as probably the three, maybe four, depending on how he comes out of spring training and everything like that, health-wise. But they were saying as number two in front of Aaron Nola, but I can't see that being the case.
Not out of the gate, for sure. No question about it. It gives him a solid lefty coming back. Gives him a little bit of time because it's a deep staff. They've got young Painter coming up probably at some point, if not right out of the gate. It's probably the best, if you're looking at it on paper, rotation in the league right now. I know the Dodgers are up there if everybody comes back, but that's a big if everybody comes back. So for me, Phillies, good move, Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, I mean, the return by the Marlins, too, though, is pretty good. Obviously, they're talking about this Starlin Cabba, the shortstop that they got back in return, the Marlins, I'm saying. Pretty highly. He was number, what, I guess, he was the number four in the Phillies system, but basically a top 100 guy across all platforms for top 100 prospects. Like, he's supposed to be a dude, only had one home run this past season, two home runs this past season, 37 stolen bases, 762 OPS across 52 rookie ball games, but apparently the defense is off the charts. So, obviously, they're very big on him. And then the other guy was Amarian Boyd. Well, that was the other person that they, or other prospect that they got, who was the number 23 out of the top 30 for the Philadelphia Phillies. So, not a bad little get back in return, but you know what? Yeah, the Phillies. I like that move by Dombrowski, especially if he knew that he wasn't going to be able to sign any of these free agent starting pitchers. Go out there, get a guy that's relatively cheap for what the arbitration numbers are calling him at. So I got no problem with that.
Absolutely. No question at all. So, Dirtbags, let's jump into the highlights for Nolan and myself for this year. I'll go ahead and start. Obviously, you're looking way back at the, it was 2023 when it happened or whatever and that, but the Yankees getting Soto. Obviously, that worked out for the Yankees. Got to the World Series, didn't win it, looked, unfortunately, not quite dreadful, but not really great. But overall, you got to be happy for the New York Yankees. That's one for me for sure. Obviously, the Dodgers went and got Shohei or whatever and that, and it all worked out at the end of the day and stuff like that for them getting the World Series. But what are some other highlights that just jumped out to you?
Bobby Witt Jr. Obviously, I talked a lot about him this year, and he was one of my dark horse MVP favorites coming into the year. Obviously, I kind of had him as my favorite all season long. And you know what? I mean, obviously, he finishes second place, gets the Kansas City Royals a competitive pick at the end of the first round there. And you know what? End of the day, I mean, this is just the progression of a guy that had just re-upped on a massive contract with Kansas City. That'll obviously turn into a bargain if he continues to post numbers like he just did this past season. Looks like the shortstop, obviously, that everybody kind of said that he was going to be. And, I mean, obviously, the Kansas City Royals, that's kind of internally, they're in love with him. Obviously, externally, now the world gets to see him on that big stage. I mean, you're looking at the AL Central. That was another surprising division. The Detroit Tigers, you're talking about just winners from this past year. Obviously, the Tigers, looks like they were sellers at the trade deadline, end up flipping Jack Flaherty, and then they go on this magical run that they went on to get into the playoffs, and obviously they end up losing to Cleveland. But either way, you're like, all right, the AL Central, you had three teams in your division that make it into the playoffs, and one of them wasn't Minnesota. And Minnesota's still a team that, when healthy, can be very easily a playoff caliber team.
The Athletics as well, right? Second half, top team. Nason, yeah, in the back end. I hope they never trade him in the short term. Keep him and just keep building off it, all those good young players and stuff like that. I want to jump over. Milwaukee Brewers lose Craig Counsell in the offseason. Pat Murphy, hats off, brother.
And hats Corbin off. Burns. You got to
And
you gotta
Corbin
include.
Burns, you're right. And Woodruff goes under the surgery. So
that's
you,
it,
if you're a Milwaukee Brewer fan, it's got to be a highlight of a season for you. Sure, you're still struggling in the playoffs and stuff like that. Haven't been able to tip that part, but you got to be happy. San Diego Padres for me. You lose Soto or whatever and that, but then all of a sudden, boom, you're right there.
Lose Bob Melvin too.
Yeah.
Sign Mike Schilt.
And so lots of great things happening right there as well. Some of the lows for me, I got to be honest, Baltimore Orioles. You pick up Burns, you're right there leading or in the hunt with the Yankees all year long, and then just disappear.
Well, the trade deadline is what did them in. They should have been aggressive at the trade deadline. I think everybody had them as a loser at the trade deadline, because that was a team, obviously, coming off the past 2 years with Brandon Hyde, the way that he was leading them. The team was destined for 100-plus wins. And then this year, it just seemed like the wheels just fell off. And honestly, it reminds me a lot of the Toronto Blue Jays. Like, that is just a team that this year just gets into the playoffs and then loses right away. And you're like, man, there has to be an expectation here to at least get out of the first round based on, like, 2 years ago, it was just get into the playoffs. Feel good story. You know what? Tip my cap. This past year, it was, hey, we need to win at least one series, not get swept right away and boom, done. So, yeah, no, that was a big loser for me as well. Then, obviously, another loser, I think, is the Chicago Cubs. You sign Craig Counsell to the record deal. Obviously, expectations are high in Chicago, especially, like you said, Milwaukee loses Woodruff, loses Corbin Burns, loses their manager. Pat Murphy coming in as a rookie. You don't know what to expect from him. And the Cubs, I think, coming into the year with all expectations after having signed Dansby Swanson and all that extra stuff, it was, hey, you know what, get back to the playoffs and make a run. And this year, the Cubs fell flat. I mean, 83-79, same record as the Cardinals. Finished third in the division behind the Cardinals. That's very much a disappointment. And then another disappointment to me would obviously be the Seattle Mariners. I had the Seattle Mariners as my AL team coming out at the start of last year. Just because you're looking at that starting rotation is nasty. I don't care what anybody says, man. That's still the best starting rotation of baseball to me. And you know what? They just offensively, they did like less than nothing to help that starting rotation out.
Well, you've heard many people talk about the batter's eye out there in Seattle and stuff like that. Obviously, people aren't signing this year right now with them. Offensive numbers went down except for the big thumper, and it just a tough. I would think that you got to look at Houston Astros probably being a bit of a low light too if you're a fan or whatever, and that it caught up with them this year and beat them. But Chicago White Sox, everybody knew they were down, but 120?
Yeah, set the
120
record.
120 losses?
Set the record.
Jeez, that's a tough year.
Yeah, Chris Gatz, I'm sorry, man. You walked into a horrible situation, yeah, and you have no way out right now.
It's tough. It's a long road for him, but at least now you're at the bottom, and all you can do is move your way up. You got Venable in there as a new manager, and just take the time. Have everybody in the same culture, same vision, knowing what it's going to take moving forward, and have to do it. So one little quiet highlight I wanted to punch on just before this segment's done is Washington Nationals, too. I think they're, I mean, obviously a tough division right now, only getting tougher in that, but that is a nice young team.
So that's not a loser. That's a winner
for me. I like the way they're moving. I think as much as you're down in second last place in that division, you're moving in the right direction. So there's a lot of highlights. And they just got the number one pick overall for this year's draft. You got to be excited if you're Mike Rizzo in the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, that's a good looking up and coming team. Obviously, they made the most out of their trades over the past few years. Obviously, made the most out of the Juan Soto, made the most out of the Max Scherzer and Trey Turner trade from a couple years ago. They got some pieces. They definitely got some pieces there. And you know what, Washington, I think in another 2-3 years, once they get all their guys comfortable up in the major leagues, that's going to be a team ready to roll, and Dylan Cruz is going to be starting in the outfield for them. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here to take the curtain call questions.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know, and he's a huge salted caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's salted caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Get even more savings this holiday season by becoming a Milo's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Plus, get free standard shipping with Silver Key status. Just one more way Lowe's is here to help you shop, save, and enjoy the holidays. Join for free today. Milo's Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Exclusions and more terms apply. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. As I said at the top of the show, we're going to give predictions, and the reason they were coming in is that was a lot of the curtain call questions from this week. What our thoughts and opinions were going into the 2025 baseball season, if you will. So, obviously, one that jumps right out at me, Nolan, was whether it was Manfred or whoever it was, pushing the golden at bat rule. Obviously, that got negative reaction because within about a week, 10 days, it was kind of like, man, I'm not too interested in that.
Yeah, that was a horrible idea to begin with. Honest to God, I never understood it. I thought that it was just a stupid rule. Ownership, I don't know why you'd agree to it. Fans, I don't think anybody would like to see it.
Players, anybody.
Players definitely wouldn't like to see it. So no, that was just a stupid one.
Yeah, I think it got shut down pretty quick or whatever and stuff like that. So that's obviously not going to come to fruition at all. So let's talk about some of these teams that are just slow. We talked about it in the last segment even. Let's go Seattle, for example. They've been in on a lot of players and stuff like that, not getting any traction, it seems like, at all. Just one of many teams that we might talk about on this part. But, you know, is it on the offensive side? I have to believe that that batter's eye that they speak of has to be, there's something that's missing out there in Seattle.
Well, I just think if Seattle was actually willing to trade one of their other young starting pitchers, all of a sudden it would open up the door to them having a potent offense, and you could still very easily carry three pitchers. And like you said, if it's the batter's eye out there, that's the main concern. As a pitcher, why wouldn't I be enticed to sign there? A starting pitcher, I'm saying. Obviously, they've had success with signing starting pitching over the last few years. Luis Castillo, Robbie Ray, guys like that, obviously, they've paid good money for them, and they've been willing to sign. Now, I'm not sitting here saying Corbin Burns would have been willing to sign. I'm not sitting here saying that Blake Snell would have been willing to sign. But Blake Snell, I mean, at least he's kind of a Seattle area guy. Like, he might have been enticed to sign there if they would have been open to trading one of their young starting pitchers. And realistically speaking, the Boston Red Sox reports out there, them trading Tristan Casas for either Brian Wu or Bryce Miller, I think that is just insanity at the fact that you can get one of those guys for only Tristan Casas. I think that the Red Sox would have to kick in a little bit more on top of Casas in order to get one of those guys. Because like I said, those are top three starting pitchers. But now with Boston basically, I feel like, locking up their starting rotation, I don't know what the heck's going to happen with Tristan Casas, if he's going to be available in a trade, or what they're going to end up doing with it. But yeah, no, like Seattle, I mean, I'm just looking at it. Obviously, they offered Carlos Santana a 2-year deal before he re-upped with Cleveland, and he rejected that one. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough thing for people to sign in Seattle, I feel like.
Let's stay on the West, slide over to the NL West. Mr. Posey going to up the ante for Corbin Burns? Sounds like he's right in their lap. Even though the Jays have put the highest offer on the board or whatever, and that we know where they're standing, why he's not going to the Jays at this moment in time, we'll talk about them in a second. But is Buster Posey in January going to raise the bar a little bit and get that deal done?
Tell you the truth, I think Posey just holds still. I think he holds firm with whatever their offer is. I don't know if it's $225, what the offer is. Obviously, reports came out today. Burns is looking for the same deal as Strasburg. 7-year, $245. Not quite sure how to feel about that one. It makes sense if I'm Corbin Burns to ask for 7-year, $245, like $35 million a year. I think that's probably about what he is. I don't know if there's going to be an opt-out or something like that in that deal. Toronto Blue Jays, obviously the main concern with the Toronto Blue Jays, like we've said it a million times on this show, and it's a very valid reason for why free agents would be asking, what are we doing with Vlad? What are we doing with Bo Bichette? Because these are the two main focal points of the team right now. realistically speaking, I can't see the Jays signing Corbin Burns. So if I'm Buster Posey, I'm not panicking.
All right, let's slide over. Are the Mets going to go ahead and get Pete Alonso back? Is it falling into their lap? Or are they waiting until next year to go at it with the Yankees again for Mr. Guerrero Jr.?
See, so the reports out there, Vladdy already has a number that he's presented to the Toronto Blue Jays. If that's the case, like, based on what we heard, 15-500, if I'm Toronto, I'm signing that yesterday. Like, if that's the number that I got to pay Vladimir Guerrero Jr., knowing damn well I'm going to get $500 million back off of that signing, like, Toronto, realistically, they've already made money off of Vlad Guerrero Jr., like we said off air. Jersey sales, they'll still continue. Obviously, now you've locked him up, and that endorses other free agents to come here and sign with Toronto. So that would be a huge bonus. But I'm looking at it, Pete Alonso to the Mets. I don't know. I don't see any other options for him.
All right. Where's Bregman end up falling? I don't know. I really don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I know. This is 100% Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
100%. My opinion, I don't think there's another team out there besides Detroit that gets him. Okay. Realistically, like Dana Brown, he already kicked the tires on and he said, nope, we're not doing this one. We're sticking with Paredes at third, Walker at first base. Boston, obviously, they're kind of up in flux. New York's already pressed against the tax. So New York, their only option realistically is to trade for Nolan Arenado and kick in some money somewhere else. Like obviously St. Louis would have to kick in a little bit of money, but I'm looking at it, right? That Marcus Stroman trade, that got rejected early in the offseason, and rightfully so. That was just a horrible, horrible offer. But Boston would be the only other team that could make sense, but I just think Boston's going to get Nolan Arenado at the end of the day. So therefore, I'm saying Detroit Tigers are the only team that, to me, that makes sense, and especially with the A.J. Hinch connection.
Do the Cardinals need to trade Ryan Helsley at this point in time? You're still hearing lots of predictions, lots of speculation. I mean, trades are hot right now and stuff like that, so everybody seems to be fired on those engines. For me, no. I think it's a mistake time unless they get way over asking.
That's it. Just like you just said. Unless I'm getting blown away, that would be the only way that I'm trading Ryan Helsley right now. Like, there's no point in trying to trade him right now. You still got free agent market available for relieving pitchers. Tanner Scott, is the only one with closing experience in the last couple of years. Obviously, Kirby Yates is still out there. He has closing experience too, but this is a while back. No, I'm just looking at it. Ryan Helsley, if you're not getting, like, blown away by a trade offer, and obviously the reports out there, Arizona and Toronto Blue Jays are in hot pursuit, basically, of Ryan Helsley. I'm just sitting there like, why would I trade this guy? He's already expressed interest in not being traded, which means he's open to the idea of re-signing. And I can just wait until the trade deadline, like you said, to see if I'm either out of contention, because the NL Central, let's be honest, the NL Central is a very winnable division. Even if the Cardinals aren't willing to win anymore, it's still a winnable division. And you know what? End of the day, if I trade my guy at the trade deadline, I'm still going to get back probably a pretty good haul for Ryan Helsley. I just think right now makes a little bit more sense just because he's not injured.
Toronto Blue Jays, obviously everybody in the industry knows about them and stuff like that. For Shapiro and Atkins, the first one's gone in 2025, front office. I know you don't usually see it during the season or very, very, very seldom, but this is a real tipping point for their organization.
Fire all three. Plain and simple, fire all three. You fire Schneider, you fire Ross, and you fire Atkins. You fire Shapiro and you fire Atkins.
If they don't get Vladdy done, then they're done.
I think it's that simple. It's cut and dry. There's no two ways about it. That one's black and white to me. That is as simple get. Obviously, everybody in here knows how much I don't like John Schneider. Atkins and Shapiro, the pair of them have done essentially nothing in their entire Blue Jays tenure. Obviously, they've gone out there and they've made their attempts. Sure, they've signed guys. I'm not going to sit here and knock them for not trying. They've went out there. They got Berrios. They got Kevin Gausman, George Springer, Chris Bassett. Kikuchi, yeah. Like they've done their thing. Don't get me wrong. They've done their thing. And I believe that they were the first draft class between Bichette and obviously Vladdy wasn't drafted, but I think the first international free agent signing under those guys. But at the same time, if you're not re-upping Vladdy right now to that, like if the reports are accurate that it is 15-year, $500 million, if you're not re-upping him to that, I'm sorry, with all due respect, here's the door, exit left.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with it. We've got about 4 minutes left. New York Yankees, have they done enough to get back to the World Series?
Nope.
We're going right as of today.
Nope.
What are they missing?
Nope. Missing a third baseman, missing some lefties. They don't have any lefty relievers either. I think that that's a team that still needs some moves. Don't get me wrong, their plan B has obviously been amazing for not signing Juan Soto. And bonus to them, I think they're a better team without Juan Soto. I just don't think that they're good enough to get back to the World Series right now.
Who's winning the NL East?
Ooh. I'm going to go Atlanta. I think if they get all their boys back and healthy and everything like that, I still think that that's the best team in the NL East. I don't see the Mets as being the best team in the NL East. Even though they've made some moves this offseason, I don't think so. I think it's between Philly and between Atlanta, and I think Atlanta, barring health, is the best team in the NL East.
NL Central.
Well, Milwaukee again.
Cubbies haven't done enough yet
nope.
for you?
Nope. No, that Cody Bellinger trade made no sense. If they wanted to win the Central, they wouldn't have traded Bellinger.
Tito needs more in Cincinnati?
A little bit more pitching.
NL West, can the Padres go toe-to-toe with the big boys again?
I hope so. I really hope so, but I don't know what the Padres are going to do. The Padres are willing to trade some people to basically free up some money. I would love to see the Padres try and compete one more year with their current people in place, but I think the Dodgers are still the best team in the West.
AL West, we've talked about it. It's getting harder right now to predict it, but who do you got?
Flip a four-sided coin, I guess. Texas.
Okay. AL Central, a lot of moves happening there, whatever, and that. Does Kansas City jump up? I think they're ahead. For me, they're ahead of Detroit right now. As good as that run was, I like them a little bit more.
I think Kansas City needs a couple more pieces. If Bregman signs with Detroit, though, all of a sudden, that becomes a very, very three-way race.
All right. Need the Baltimore Orioles to bounce back or whatever and stuff like that. But anyway, let's go. AL MVP.
AL MVP. Ooh, right now, tough to bet against the Judge. And especially with the additions that they just made in that lineup to help protect him as much as possible with losing Juan Soto. Tough to bet against him. You know what? I'll take a complete dark horse, and I'll say, well, I guess it's not really a dark horse, but I'll say Gunnar Henderson.
Shohei Ohtani coming back as a pitcher, over, under 50 innings in 2025.
Over, not much, though, 75.
Think you'll get to 75?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cardinals. Division dwellers?
Middle of the pack again.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, I think we're still better than Cincy, and I think we're slightly worse than Pittsburgh this year.
Ooh, that's tough for you, for sure, for sure. Toronto Blue Jays, we just talked about it or whatever, and that is this deal going to get done for Vladimir Guerrero? One, two, do they have to trade Bichette with that combination?
Nope. No and no. No and no. I don't think so. I mean, Toronto's been too hesitant all along to get the deal signed for some reason. Obviously, the latest report was 10-year, 340. I don't know. Toronto just doesn't seem like the team that's going to do it. And Bo Bichette, I don't think gets traded at this time.
2025 World Series champion.
Wow, that's a tough one. Obviously, as much as I like Philadelphia, I think that that's a good team. But you know what? I'll go back and say Atlanta again.
Ooh, Atlanta. Not even the Dodgers. Wow. Holy cow. Good for you. All right, Dirtbags. That's some of our highs and lows of the year, our predictions, and can't thank you enough. We'll be right back here in a second with Nolan's Final Five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought of 2024.
Yeah, so obviously everybody knows this past week we lost our another MLB legend, Ricky Henderson. Passed away at the age of 65, far too young in today's society. Obviously, the greatest leadoff hitter of all time. Ricky was obviously Oakland Athletics through and through. Had played for a few different teams. Won a World Series with the Toronto Blue Jays back in 93, obviously. Had won a few different World Series with a few different teams. But, I mean, Ricky Henderson will always be Oakland Athletics. Sad year for the entire Oakland fan base, obviously, just to dampen that mood even more. So, I mean, that's one that shocked everybody. Obviously, condolences go out to the Henderson family. But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough one just to end 2025 or 2024.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Shocking for sure. Devastating for me growing up watching the Man of Steel, Ricky Henderson, all the way through. Just like you said, our condolences from the entire nation to the Henderson family, to the Athletics, and to baseball in general. Those are sad ones. Those are shockers and sad ones. There's no question about it. So great final thought, Nolan, for 2024. And hey, as we always say, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, following, listening, sharing the message, getting up, getting after, getting dirty every way, every day, on the field, off the field. Our servicemen and women, as we've said, thank you so much for doing what you do day in, day out, and so we can do what we do here. And that's baseball, talk it, teach it, coach it, everything else that goes involved with it. So again, hopefully you have a great Merry Christmas, you and your loved ones, your family, and the most happiest of New Year's, and may your wishes come true in 2025. That's what it's all about. So we thank you so much for being a part of it in 2024, and hopefully continued success as we all move forward into 2025. And again, be safe out there. Look after your loved ones. Look after yourself. And unfortunately, as always, it is that time, though, dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, for the final time this year, stay tuned, dirtbags, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.